This is SBS Audio.
Istilah peperangan sempadan atau frontier wars seringkali digunakan untuk mencatat keganasan konflik di antara peneroka kolonial British dan warga pertama Australia selama lebih 100 tahun sejak Kapten James Cook mendarat di tebing benua ini pada abad ke-18. Walaupun Australia kini menghormati dan mengingati pembabitan warganya dalam peperangan dunia yang tercetus di luar negara, ia masih gagal memaklumkan konflik di antara orang kulit putih dengan kaum orang asli yang secara langsung membentuk negara ini. Sebaik beliau mendarat di tepi pantai negara yang kini digelar Australia, Kapten James Cook mengisytiharkan benua besar ini sebagai Terra Nullius, yang bererti Nobody's Land atau tanah yang tidak didiami sesiapa. Namun hakikat sebenarnya, benua yang besar dan indah ini telah pun didiami beratus ribu warga pertama dari ratusan kaum dan puak Aboriginal dan orang kepulauan Selat Torres. Warga pertama ini lantas diisytihar oleh penjajah sebagai warga di bawah pemerintahan Kerajaan British. Pengisytiharaan inilah yang mencetus peperangan sempadan membabitkan keganasan kejam antara kaum orang asli dan peneroka British yang menjadi asas negara Australia. Namun, sejarah kejam ini hanya baru saja kini mula dimaklumkan secara terbuka. Penerbit filem Rachel Perkins ialah seorang wanita dari suku kaum Aranda dan Kalkadun. Beliau juga mempunyai keturunan Eropah. Pada tahun 2022, Perkins menerbitkan sebuah siri televisyen yang memaparkan perjuangan warga asli mempertahankan tanah milik mereka dari dirampas oleh peneroka British.
Let's begin with the title, The Australian Wars. People might not have heard that before, and it's a title that we chose very deliberately because these were the wars that happened between initially the British Empire, when it claimed the continent and then occupied it, but then was finished by the contemporary Australian colonial governments, which founded the Australian Federated Commonwealth Government.
Walaupun peperangan Australia tercetus di seluruh benua ini, bermula dari ketibaan James Cook dengan armada pertamanya pada tahun 1788 sehinggalah pertengahan 1930-an, konflik ini tidak langsung diajar di sekolah atau dimaklumkan secara rasmi sebagai peperangan hingga lewat abad ke-20. Profesor Henry Reynolds ialah seorang ahli sejarah terkemuka di Australia dan pakar peperangan. Menurut Reynolds, apabila beliau mula mengajar sejarah pada tahun 1966, kaum Aboriginal tidak langsung disebut dalam buku mata pelajaran sejarah.
They only mentioned the Aborigines twice merely in passing, and there wasn't even an entry in the index. Only fairly recently there has been a general acceptance that the conflict actually was warfare. It wasn't warfare like people understand in the modern world.
Jelas Professor Reynolds, konflik ini tidak dianggap peperangan kerana ianya ialah peperangan gerila.
The view was that it was too small and scattered to be considered having the gravity of warfare. There were no uniforms, no marching soldiers. Never really was a case of large formations and battles in the classical sense, but nonetheless, it clearly was a form of warfare.
Pandangan ini dipersetujui oleh seorang lagi pakar peperangan, sejarawan Dr. Nicholas Clemens.
They knew it as a war then. All the colonial documents refer to it as warfare. But in the 20th and 21st century, we have lost sight of that. And I think there are also some underlying political reasons why many people can't identify it as a war.
Sementara itu, Rachel Perkins berpendapat kerajaan British tidak memaklumkan konflik dengan kaum orang asli sebagai peperangan kerana penjajah British tanpa persetujuan penduduk asal benua ini lantas mengisytiharkan kaum orang asli sebagai rakyat British. Justru menurut beliau, kerajaan British tidak mampu mengisytihar peperangan ke atas rakyatnya sendiri.
There's a contradiction at the heart of these wars that began with the way the British described their occupation. They announced that the Aboriginal people had become British citizens. And so they could never officially declare war, because to do so would mean that they were declaring war on their own citizens. However, the British used military force to ensure that their occupation of the continent was successful.
Namun, peperangan ini hanya mula dimaklumkan setelah kesahihan istilah Terra Nullius dicabar di mahkamah pada awal tahun 1990-an oleh Eddie Koikimabo serta empat warga Puak Meriam, pemilik asal Kepulauan Mare. Kes yang kini terkenal sebagai Kes Mabo berjaya mengubah istilah Terra Nullius sebagai tidak sah lagi dipergunakan, yakni benua ini bukannya kosong dan tidak didiami sesiapa sehingga ketibaan pendatang British. Menurut Profesor Reynolds, keputusan Mahkamah Tinggi Australia yang memihak kepada Eddie Mabo dan rakan seperjuangan beliau turut mengubah konsep peperangan yang berlangsung di antara warga pertama menentang penjajah British.
Up until this time, the view had been that the Aborigines did not own the land. So therefore, the fighting couldn't be about the control of land because they didn't have any legal title to land. After 1992 and that judgment, the nature of the war had to change because clearly it was about the sort of issues which war has always been about, control over territory.
Dalam pada itu, sejarawan Dr. Nicholas Clemens mendakwa kegagalan penjajah British memaklumkan warga pertama negara ini adalah pemilik asal bumi yang didiami sejak turun-temurun lagi ialah suatu kejanggalan dalam sejarah Australia.
At the very heart of the British colonisation of Australia was a flawed premise. Unlike all the other countries the British colonised, they did not acknowledge the sovereignty of the Indigenous owners here in Australia. Because of that, there were no treaties. There was no attempt to negotiate with the local peoples. And to this day, we struggle from a legal standpoint to understand what their rights are for the land.
Kegagalan pendatang British untuk berbincang dengan kaum orang asli secara baik adalah punca utama keganasan yang mengekori penjajahan. Rekod sejarah kolonial kini menunjuk keganasan kejam yang dikenakan terhadap kaum orang asli. Museum Kebangsaan Australia di Canberra mempunyai lebih 400 jasad kaum orang asli yang dikekalkan, menunjuk kekejaman yang dilakukan terhadap mangsa ini, termasuk dihukum mati, dipancung kepala serta kekejaman lain. Bagi Rachel Perkins, kekejaman ini tidak akan dilupakan oleh keturunan mangsa terbabit.
A lot of Aboriginal people have been the vessels for carrying this history. Aboriginal people have handed down the stories of what happened to them to us in our families. So I grew up knowing about the massacre of my people in Queensland, and I knew about the violent rape of my great-grandmother, etc.
Dalam pada itu, antara pertempuran yang paling sengit dikenali sebagai Perang Hitam atau The Black War yang tercetus di Tasmania. Menurut Dr. Nicholas Clements, peperangan hitam tercetus pada tahun 1824 dan berlanjutan selama 7 tahun sehingga 1831.
The Black War, as it's become known, was the most constricted geographically and temporally in anywhere in Australia.
Siri televisyen peperangan Australia atau Australian Wars menunjuk bahawa Perang Hitam atau Black Wars melihat lebih ramai warga Tasmania terbunuh berbanding kesemua warga Tasmania yang terbunuh dalam sengketa di Korea, Malaysia, Indonesia, Vietnam serta misi keamanan pasukan tentera Australia ke kawasan konflik di seluruh dunia. Tambah Dr. Nicholas Clements, pihak berkuasa serta peneroka British sememangnya teramat takut dengan perwira Aboriginal.
Aboriginal resistance was striking. Everybody knew somebody in the colonial world who had been killed or wounded by Aboriginal people, who'd had their farms burnt down. It was absolutely terrifying. In fact, serious people were contemplating having to abandon the colony.
Namun, peneroka Eropah dengan bantuan tentera penjajah akhirnya hampir menghapuskan kaum orang asli Tasmania.
It's only by a hair's breadth that we even have Aboriginal descendants in Tasmania today, because they were almost completely wiped out, largely by violence.
Juga sebilangan besar keganasan yang dilakukan oleh kaum penjajah terhadap orang asli berbentuk keganasan seksual. Malahan, keganasan sistemik yang membabitkan penculikan dan pergolakan kaum wanita asli begitu berleluasa sehinggakan ada ahli sejarah berpendapat kewujudan setengah suku kaum asli berkekalan akibat keganasan seksual terhadap kaum wanita puak terbabit.
The trigger for the violence, the match that lit the spark, was sexual violence. And that story begins with the gender imbalance in colonial society. So in Tasmania, for instance, there were 10 or 12 men for every woman. However, out on the frontier were these exotic, naked Aboriginal women, women who they'd been taught to regard as scarcely human and certainly people that they didn't need to respect.
Sementara itu, penjajah kolonial menubuhkan pasukan polis orang asli atau native police bertujuan menumpas cabaran dari kaum orang asli. Menurut Profesor Reynolds, pasukan polis kaum orang asli ini dilatih sebagai pasukan separa tentera untuk memusnahkan pemberontakan kaum orang asli.
You recruited native soldiers and you used them as basically a military force. And this was undoubtedly the major force in breaking down Aboriginal resistance. And the native police were used for 50 years as settlement moved across this vast colony.
Pasukan separa tentera orang asli ini dibekalkan dengan senjata, pakaian seragam dan seekor kuda untuk ditunggang. Dr. Clements percaya pasukan polis kaum orang asli dimanipulasi oleh pegawai kulit putih yang tidak mempunyai pengetahuan mendalam dan selok-belok hutan belukar tanah yang dijajahi.
The toll taken by the native police in Queensland alone was in the tens of thousands. Estimates go as high as 60 to 80,000, I believe, which is absolutely staggering. And it casts a moral cloud over this whole nasty business.
Bagi Rachel Perkins, segala maklumat yang dipelajari semasa penerbitan siri TV peperangan Australia ini amat mengharukan.
I found a recording that had been made by my grandmother talking about her mother's family being massacred that I'd never heard before, and I'd never been to the place where it happened, and I'd never really found out where it happened until I made the documentary series.
Untuk Dr. Nicholas Clements pula, semua warga Australia, khususnya mereka yang mempunyai nenek moyang berketurunan penjajah, perlu menangani perasaan malu dan keji demi mengutarakan kisah kekejaman sejarah Australia yang sebenarnya.
Whether someone's ancestors were involved or not, we are all the inheritors of Aboriginal land, which was stolen land. At a minimum, we all have a role to play in unveiling this history, coming to terms with this history, and playing a role in a positive future.
Anda boleh mengikuti siri peperangan Australia melalui penstriman dalam 5 bahasa, iaitu bahasa Arab, bahasa mudah Cina, bahasa tradisional Vietnam dan bahasa Korea. Siri ini juga disediakan dengan penerangan audio dan sari kata bagi mereka yang kurang daya penglihatan atau daya pendengaran.